Hello again there, folks. I thought I would just do a quick off-the-cuff video to mark the occasion of the American election. I've seen that the places in Washington, but Washington DC is being boarded up as if they're preparing for war, depending on how the election goes. And I'm reminded that back in 2015, 2016, I was well on board the Trump train. Obviously, I'm not American, but it was just for the trigger the libs effect that I jumped on board to try and stab the system in some way. And when Trump was actually elected, that became less of an issue. He didn't seem to get anything done. But I will say that I think in the alt-right back then was much more focused on one particular center of power or one group in the power system and not so much in the system as a whole and how it worked. But nevertheless, I kind of drifted away from the Trump scene, if you like, and I made a conscious attempt to concentrate more on back home after Trump won the election. But in terms of the election cycle this time around, I wasn't really involved in it or interested in it either. But that's mainly because one of the things I've learned is that it doesn't really matter, because nobody or almost nobody's going to change their mind. So I know, and I'm not on Twitter either, so like I'm not under any illusion that I can make any kind of difference to this, which I think a lot of people fall into the trap of. I mean, if you think back in the early days with the Russiagate scandals and all of this, if we're honest about it, nobody who actually supported Trump gave a damn. It could come out that he was completely bankrolled by Putin, and very few people would really care. At the same time, that also goes for the people on the left as well, where you've got this stuff came out with Hunter Biden's son. I mean, he's just like, he's a complete degenerate. But at the end of the day, they don't care. Nobody cares, because in 2020, in the current year, we operate in these kind of bubbles, which genuinely is a thing. And your own truth becomes subjective, and any truth which contradicts that, you'll just reject outright. You just don't care. Someone will present you with a fact that you may not be able to refute, but your knee-jerk reaction is to think, well, this doesn't go along with my narrative, so I'm going to reject it. And anyway, there's probably somebody else out there on my side who could reject it. And so that's the kind of coping mechanism that people have for not actually changing their views, because you're constantly surrounded by others who reinforce your views, and that's a kind of function of the internet. But as far as the internet goes as well, the censorship is another reason why at the end of the day I just kind of dropped out, because how much of Trump's support which was on the internet is just gone now. Well, that's up for grabs, but it's a lot. But at the same time, back when I actually supported Trump, I got into a lot of arguments with people in my own community, let's say, who were saying that it was all a psyop and Trump was a shill, and that basically it was all just so that we could have more neocon wars in the Middle East, and that he was going to get sort of middle America, Christian evangelicals, and he was going to get all of these people on board and coax them into war with Iran and more adventures in the desert, let's say. But, you know, at the end of the day, what gets forgotten about now is that in 2015, Hillary Clinton was pretty much going to declare war on Russia. Like, one of the things that nobody seems to talk about these days is just how antagonistic Hillary Clinton and the American deep state, let's say, how much they had it in for Vladimir Putin, and they wanted to go to Russia. So in that way, despite all of the arguments and even online friends that are lost, you can say, as we draw to the end of the first term, we'll see what happens, you can say that at least we're not embroiled, which Britain would have been dragged along, as we always are, in the Middle East, in more wars. And we also avoided Hillary's war with Russia, which, if Biden gets in, we may or may not see coming again. So it actually, that's one positive, if nothing else. But what I think's happened this spring, this summer, and then into the autumn now, which is why Washington DC's got their shops boarded up, it's because when we go back and look at Hillary Clinton again and her, the sort of neocon Washington establishment, one of their favourite tricks over the years is that if they just don't invade a country and bomb it and replace it with somebody who's like more to their liking, which means kind of liberal and into international capital, then one of the ways they can do this, and they're doing it in Belarus now, is to, and to a degree in Poland, and one of the things they like to do is initiate a colour revolution. So it's a fake kind of CIA deep state operation, which makes it look like the local ruling president, ruling elite, whoever it happens to be, wherever it is, they are then painted in terms of being this kind of the new Hitler. It's always the new Hitler. And what tends to happen is that all of these NGOs and these globalist institutions then psyop and fake with their rainbow flags this astroturfed, supposedly grassroots movement, which swells and swells and swells, and where the system actually, what usually happens is that the system has to clamp down on them, and by clamping down on them, they fall into the trap of being made out to be monsters and evil dictators who have to be removed now, because that'll get spread around in the press. This is an old thing that the Americans have, the American state, the deep state, the CIA, and all of this, these NGOs, it's all decentralized. This is an old thing they've been doing, like around the world. They've been doing this for at least 20 years, in just in its current guise. They've been with the rainbow flags and the liberal values, they've been doing it in this way. But it actually goes back a lot further than that as well. So what I think's happening, what we see now, which is why the election becomes interesting now that we're heading to the end of it, is that it looks as if those same forces, all of them are the same forces, the NGOs, the multinationals, the CIA, the American media, the Democrat Party. It's the same forces, and it looks like they're going to try and pull off a colour revolution, but this time not in the Middle East or in some Central European country. This time it's in America itself. With if Trump gets in, because if you look at the modus operandi, is pretty much what they've been doing all summer. The Black Lives Matter, the Antifa stuff. It's all trying to paint out that there's something illegitimate about Trump's presidency and that he has to be gotten rid of. And you can see them coming out on social media saying that it's anything's justified to get rid of him. And by and large, the media's turning a blind eye to it. And if they're not turning a blind eye to it, they're actively cheering it on. And so let's just assume that if Trump wins, then the shops and everything are being boarded up in America, preparing for this, these pitched battles, this kickoff, this freak out by all of these people. But really, you know, when you get down to it, what it is the American system trying to purge itself of some rogue element, rather than thinking of it that these Black Lives Matter, Antifa, all of these leftists, it's all nonsense. It's just they are just tentacles of the American deep state and what appears to be an attempt to get rid of Trump, which they've been preparing for pretty much all summer, if not a lot longer than that. But what this leaves, and really when I see American commentators who, like Nick Fuentes, who are much more in tune with this than I am, I can really understand why they're saying things like, you need to, if you're, because obviously he's Trump supporter, if you're supporting Trump, then really you need to leave the cities, because the system is against you, obviously. And if they've entered this really serious mode here, where if this is the case, they're going to try and attempt some sort of fake populist coup against the Trump if he wins this election. That's actually not, that's not like hysterical. It does look like that's what they're trying to do there. And if you're caught, and what we've seen more and more is when people on the right are caught in the crossfires of this, they will lose. You can't lose, because what you'll notice is that when, even when you defend yourself lawfully, you'll be hung out to dry with the courts. So it's, and the media will crucify you as well. So I think, you know, you've got to be very careful if you're around these big cities in America and all of this begins to happen. So that's just my quick video on this and parting shots. So take care, American subs. It could get a bit rocky out there. Catch you later, folks.